It's Mike and Carla's Other News.
Here's some of the other news we think you should be aware of. A guy in Tennessee went to an underground strip club last week, got into an argument with a guy who was wearing a patch. I don't know why that's important in the story, but they put it in there. The guy with the patch, the eye patch, hit the guy in the head with a vodka bottle 10 times.
Oh, geez. Okay.
Must have been some brawl.
Wow. Okay.
And was arrested for aggravated assault with the guy with the eye patch.
Jeez.
Why would you duke it out with a guy with an eye patch?
Oh, wow. Okay.
Couple in Ohio got annoyed by a group of teachers protesting across the street from their house. They live across from an elementary school, and the teachers have been on strike for weeks. So people have been honking their horns in support as they drive by. And this bothers the people living in the house.
I would think so. Damn teacher! Listen to the ruckus.
So here's what these people, teachers. The couple baked the teacher some cookies, but they put laxatives in the cookies. And they got busted because they filmed themselves making the cookies and put it on Facebook before they gave the cookies away.
I can't.
So they got busted and now they're
I can't.
Deep doo-doo.
People are the worst. Well, so to speak. They were the only ones in the deep doo-doo. Wow. People are the worst.
The honking of the horns going by our house. It's
Yeah.
Couldn't take it anymore.
All right then. Whatever. These are not nearly as bad, Mike. There's a guy on an American Airlines flight, though, he just was randomly touching the faces of passengers. He was just going up and touching them on the face. Some people got really upset about it.
I can imagine.
Others said, you know what? I'm still going to vote for Joe Biden if he runs.
Okay.
I'm here all week, unfortunately.
Is that leftover
from Friday night? I'll have to tell you about that one. That was interesting. Oh,
man. The whole showcase?
Oh, it was great. We'll catch up with that one. That might be my good news story, actually.
Really?
Wow, lucky us.
And listen to this restaurant. They are serving like an $11 bowl of organic berries. They have a pan-seared salmon.
Wow.
They have a 16-ounce ribeye, $42.
Oh.
Sliced apples and carrots you can get if you're kind of watching your weight.
Yeah.
It's called the Wilson in Chelsea in New York. It's for dogs, by the way.
Oh.
And that's their diet menu for dogs.
Man.
I'm telling you right now, I get out of this radio business, I am opening something for dogs. I don't care what it's going to be, a little doggy cafe, a little kitty hotel, whatever it
something.
Is. Yes, because
like
that is where the money is. Yes, that's exactly
where you can
it.
Dance with your dog. You know, as a kid, I had a dog as a kid.
Yeah.
You get him on your hind legs, you dance with them.
I'm going to open a real pussycat lounge, I'm telling you right now, okay? That's what I'm doing. Radio, bye-bye. Welcome to the pussycat lounge. Meow! It is your other news.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.